Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball four. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House moves to third. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House scores. Keene moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Senators, 1. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to third for the out. Heft moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Yost reaches second base with a double. Lund throws the ball into Boone, who tags Yost trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Heft, and towards Bowling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from House and he is safe. Busby steals second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's Tigers, 2, Senators, 2. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terwilliger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball towards left. Sievers settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sievers. Bowling goes all the way around to score. Delsing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Jim Delsing now playing left field. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators too. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 3 in the game. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field. Lund picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lund. Vernon moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers strikes out. House drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sievers out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.